Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have comedian Ali Siddiq. Welcome, brother.
Man, thank you for having me, brother.
How you feeling?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Man, good. Where you from, Ali?
Houston.
Houston. Okay.
Yeah, all day.
All day. Man, I like the way you distribute your comedy, man. Mm-hmm. Like you dropping specials like Lil Wayne used to drop mixtapes in the early 2000s.
And they all funny.
Yeah, man, thank y'all. Just going the independent route, keeping it independent. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from Houston. We the capital of independent. You know, mm-hmm. Ain't nobody coming out that way to look for us. So we just got to do it.
That's right. Out the trunk, rap a lot.
Out the trunk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, everybody always say rap a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that's our only label too. You know, we had some other labels, but you know, Rap-A-Lot, they ain't stick around. You know, we got what we had, Swab House.
That's right.
You know, and then after that, you'd have the independent. You know, Switcher House for sure. Mm-hmm. But Rap-A-Lot is the staple.
Absolutely.
They should have did a comedy thing. We tried Laugh a Lot, but it didn't stick.
Mm. You know what's so funny?
didn't stick at all.
Jay Prince's reputation precedes him, but he's a funny guy.
He is. I've done, I've roasted Jay Prince a lot.
No, you didn't.
How was that? That was dangerous.
I think that we have a healthy respect for each other. You know, the last time I was hosting something. It's not like I'm roasting him at a roast. This is me hosting something. I'm like, yo, man, what? So you got all these bodyguards? It was him and Floyd next to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody bodyguards got to take off because can't nobody see. Like, who going to jump on you next to Jay Prince? You see, I'm like, and he's small. He's a little cat. Mm-hmm. He's a little cat. A lot of dudes around him, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, and I know most of them.
So when did you know when to quit? Did he point the finger? Did he
point the gun to you?
I don't never quit. I've known him for so long. Mm-hmm. So that's why you talking to me today. I'm like, yeah. I don't never say nothing disrespectful. I don't need Chief and Steve to come talk to me in the corner. Hey, Man, holler about you, about the boss said. Man, now
that's how I know you from Houston, because I don't know none of them people, but I'm about to write them names down. Chief and Steve.
Yeah, them the guys. Like, them, like you see him, then it's the dudes that you see around him, but them not the ones. It's the second layer. You got to go to the second tier to see the actual dudes who going to do something.
Got you.
Them
got
the front men. Them the big dudes like, oh, them the ones that did it. You're like, nah. It was Chief and Steve.
Are you supposed to be saying this?
Yeah. This is old news now. Everybody know who Chief and Steve is.
Okay.
How did you get into comedy?
Man, just being black, really. You know, I've been funny since I was a kid. You know, I know people try to think I was funny because I was in prison, but nah, I was jovially sarcastic in prison. It was just, I was the kid, the kid on the back of the bus. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in prison, I was the same way. Oh, so y'all about to fight? Okay, who gonna lose this fight twice? Mm-hmm. Man, what you mean? I said, because, okay, let me explain. One of y'all gonna win this fight, and then the CO's gonna come in and beat up both of y'all. So who wanna lose this fight twice? So that was my logic. You know, mm-hmm. I was just a sarcastic, jovial, sarcastic person. Mm-hmm. And when I got out, it was the goal. It was mm-hmm. definitely the goal. And that became funny how I even got in start doing the goal. Because you start comedy, you actually don't know what to do. You've seen it, mm-hmm. but where do you go? You know, like, now you got to go to an open mic. I knew I needed clothes. That's what I definitely knew I needed, was clothes. Because, you know, comics always dress. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming out of prison. I had a seat. My sister sent me a little Sears outfit. You know, it was a little shirt from Sears. It was Knights of the Round Tables. I knew that was from Sears, and some khakis.
Knights of the Round Tables.
Man, it's a fake polo.
Fake polo.
My daddy bought them. My daddy bought them when polos were really in style. He came in, man, I found these polos on discount. Mm-hmm. I said, man, that is not a polo, man. That is a dude with a flag. And it's only, you know, the Knights of the Round Tables only have 3 legs on that horse. Man, that horse only had 3 legs, man.
You know, they got a store in Times Square. Nights I passed it the other day. And I was like, "Who's shopping in there?" But there were people in there,
and it was probably packed. That Knights of the Round Table. You never wore Knights of the Round Table.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Is that the U.S. Polo Association?
No, the U.S. Polo Association is different. Okay. That you can find them a lot of places, but that Knights of the Round Table, you get them at Palace Royal. You don't want them.
Okay.
It's a polo man. He got the polo stick. His leg. His horse has 4 legs. The Knights of the Round Table, the man has a flag, mm-hmm. and it's halfway down, and the horse is missing
3 legs. Oh.
Same shirt, not made out of the same fine cotton as polo.
I bet you can kill it now. I bet you if you wear it now, you know how to put it together.
Yeah, you can put anything together now. But back then, the kids knew. It's like coming in with Adidas with 4 stripes.
Damn.
He's like, say, bro, I don't think. These really Adidas.
Yeah, and not quite K-Swiss.
It's do you remember Jams?
Jams?
Man, how old are you, Charlamagne?
45.
Man, I'm 50. You remember Jams?
We had no Jams.
Y'all ain't had the colorful shorts?
I had some Jams. I had Jams. They had like the net inside of them.
Had the ones who didn't have the net.
Yeah.
Those were not, those.
I don't know if you call them Jams. I know you're talking about
that. That was the brand name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you can look them up. That was the brand name. They was Jams. Kid and Play Warm. No, that's when you had money.
Yes.
And you talk about the basketball shorts.
They were kind of like basketball shorts, but not really. Wearing with like a little fanny pack.
Yeah.
With a fanny pack.
Yeah. This is the 80s.
Mm. Like swim trunks almost.
More so like swim trunks.
More like swim, but if you ain't had that net on, they knew that them was not the one. Them was not the one. You know, it's clothes. It's a lot of knockoff clothes now. I can tell. Like, if you have the Louis Vuitton bag and your straps never change color, that's not the real bag.
That's not it.
You know, it's like I saw a lady. It's a grocery store. First of all, I don't even have to name the grocery store. Just know it's a grocery store. And she works in the grocery store, but she had the $4,800 Louis Vuitton bag, mm-hmm. and she's walking into work. And I was like, nah, ain't no way in the world mm-hmm. this lady working this grocery store, and she bought this bag. I just bought that bag for my mom. So I know definitely mm-hmm. a lady who's a cashier cannot afford that bag. But in her mind, it's like my brother. Man, my brother got some earrings in his ears that only seen 3 people in the world with them. Mm-hmm. It was then Oprah, R. Kelly when he was out and Diana Ross.
Damn.
And he got him in his head. And he, I'm like, so, man, I told him, I said, yo, you need to take them fake earrings off. I mean, what fake earrings? See, this is the problem with you. Is that you owe me $40, but you think that I think that you got some $10,000. You a crazy person.
I don't even know why people do that. Like, what's the point of fronting?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the saying? Fake it till you make it.
I don't believe that. I used to believe that when I was young. I don't believe that.
I didn't believe it then. Because of the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah.
It started with the shirt.
People knew that shirt was fake. I'm just in there looking crazy. My daddy's had me pressed. I'm like, my daddy bought this. That's your only excuse. My daddy bought this.
Well, so that was your first shirt out of prison? Huh? That was your first shirt out of prison?
Yeah, that was my first shirt out of prison.
Okay.
A Knights of the Round Table.
How long were you in prison?
6 years.
Six.
What'd you do?
I used to be a street pharmaceutical rep, which is very frowned upon. Okay. Very frowned upon. Okay. Like, when you sell drugs, they want you to have a jacket, go to like a CVS or Rite Aid or somewhere, and people come in with prescriptions. I was, you know, shortcutting it.
What kind of drug was it? What drug?
Unfortunately, crack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh,
you said, oh, okay, like that was the worst evidence.
If it was marijuana, you was just ahead of your time.
Marijuana. You know, I got partners who went to jail for marijuana. It's like, and they knew it was wrong. They're like, man, this don't even make no sense. It's a leaf. Now, what I did was definitely wrong. You know, like with this, and I'm still sad about what I did. Because you look at the epidemic now, you realize that you contributed to this in some form or fashion from what you were doing in the early, late 80s, early 90s, and then the spinoff of these drug-induced children that came from the product of those people who you infected with that chemical. Mm-hmm.
So you complaining about the crack babies.
Yeah, so this state spinoff, and these kids take everything. Mm-hmm. You know, generations, we had certain things. You know, you had the heroin, then you had weed, then you had
cocaine, yep.
Then you had crack. But these kids, hey man, put it on the table. I'm doing all of it at once.
Mm-hmm.
Crush it up. Just put it in a bowl.
Percocet, ecstasy, Percocet. Heroin.
Hey, that's at noon. And I still got weed and drink, and I'm gonna snort a little something. I don't know what I'm doing all day. Like, hey, but what it's called, rolling. Like I don't wanna do it. I don't want my kids doing it. I don't want people doing it.
The fact that you only got 6 years back then is because they were giving people football numbers.
Who got 6 years?
Oh, I thought you said you did 6 years.
No, I did 6 years.
Oh, you did six.
No, I did six on a 15.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, and I had a 15 and a 10 that
he
ran
said,
concurrent.
Who did 6 years?
I said 6 years for crack.
Nah,
so they didn't get football numbers.
They didn't get 15. I said, no, they.
I said,
they,
fact, you only got six. I said, Jesus,
man, no, Envy,
you knew somebody.
I didn't know nobody. I knew Rio Harris, my attorney.
Mm-hmm.
First, when I first went in, it was a Fed case. And Fed, they slick too. They come in there, oh, we just going to give you 300 months. And in your mind, they say it like that too. That, yeah, 300 months. And in your mind, you like, okay, 300 months, that ain't nothing. But I know math. And I'm like, nah, ain't no 300 months. You know?
God damn.
It's 12. Nah, we carry. Nah, you crazy.
That's like 30 years, right? 20 years,
you,
or like that?
They tripping. So because they say it in months, so it sound like you can do it. And then, 300 months. 300 months, it sound like days.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go to calculating, so then you got to drop down the state, right? In the state, the lady came in, and she was wowing. The prosecutor, she said, well, I'm recommending 99 years. This is when.
99 years.
This is the thing, Envy.
How much crack you got?
I only, but it was five keys, right? So the thing is this.
Jesus.
The thing is this. They not supposed to let me in court, because I'm going to say something. My attorney at the time, he wasn't talking fast enough. He's like, 99 years. And I said a very derogatory word toward that lady, and I asked her who she thinks she caught. I'm like, I am 19. Who you think you caught, ma'am? Escobar? Like, so we come back to court again. We got reset off. She's talking about, I think 60 years would be appropriate. Ma'am, God, once damn. Again, ma'am. Like, saying, do you want me to have a life after this? So, Rio, my attorney, Rio Harris, big shout out to Rio Harris. He went in there and did what he did. And he came back. He said, man, I almost got you 10. I said, I almost got me 10. What happened? He said, your case started at 15. So you had to take 15, the lowest number, but I got that other 10 because I was on due deferred probation. And so they ran it concurrent. And the crazy thing, when they gave me the 10 and the 15, my girlfriend at the time, she gonna she gonna faint in court because she thinking it's 25 years. She go, huh? I say, oh, you really back there doing the movies?
Respect to her, though, man. Respect, man.
I know that's right,
like, respect. No. Man, listen. That lady had $85,000 in ones and fives in a trash bag in her house. Ask me how much she sent me while you talking about she in there faint. Ask me, Charlamagne.
Not a dollar in commentary.
not a dollar. Damn. But now, my extra chick, you know what I'm saying, Kendra.
My extra chick.
Yeah, that's you got it.
Extra chick?
Side is a derogatory term. I agree
side
with you.
Side is bad.
It's derogatory.
It's bad. Yeah, it's okay. extra person extra, in your life.
The bonus. Bonus. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you gotta ask something like that. You know, you can't just be like inside. Nah. My extra junk, Kendra, she ain't got number 12 grand. She bringing money up to the thing. Mm-hmm. Look how respectful that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now 84 over here, ow, and man, it wasn't, and she gonna faint. Kendra in the court in the back too. She's like, I got you. And then when I talked to her on the phone, she asked me, did I want her to go by and get that money for Pam? You know what I'm saying? Because she's gonna rob her, you know, rob her to bring me my bread. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you gotta have a real. First of all, I don't even do drugs no more. I don't even sell dope no more. I don't know why I'm going into that life.
What you say?
I got too caught up. I'm about to say
something. You're about to rob Pam. I'm going to go rob Pam to get you your money.
when the judge is telling you you're going to get 300 months, at any point did you say, who can I tell on?
No.
You ain't thinking about that a little
bit? No. That's cold. You, man, it's some dudes threw me in a trunk when I got robbed.
Yeah, you need a hug, brother.
Yeah.
All the stuff you going through.
This man's life is amazing.
I put this on the specials.
He got a story to tell. That's why I called. I got a story to tell.
So after you get out the truck, throw you in the trunk.
Man, you gotta see the specials. Mm-hmm. You gotta go. You gotta follow the I'm on three now. Mm-hmm. You know? I got thrown in the trunk in two. I made it out the trunk. I'm out the trunk. You like cars? I seen the car show. You came through Houston. So, you know, get out the truck, and I seen them dudes. I ain't tell on them dudes. You know, you don't tell on people when you in the streets.
Yeah.
But now I tell on everybody right now. I tell on everybody. Bring people that ain't got nothing to do with it. Man, I think Envy was over there. I don't,
right.
Man, because let me tell you, because when I was young, I could take the mattress in jail. Oh, no. I've been to jail as a real adult. Mm-hmm. I was like 46 or something like that, traffic stop.
And driving it with no license, suspended license.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, my license always is suspended. I don't trust my
license.
That's
the last time I've been. That's how I know.
I don't trust my license.
I don't trust my license at all. Like if I come, if you in jail, if I got to come bond you out, I'm going to have to send somebody because my license is shaky.
Just never know.
I probably got stopped somewhere, didn't remember.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden, you know, I came to get you out. Now they talking about, can you step on this side? Like, for what? I came to get somebody. It's not a exchange. It's not a hostage exchange. Like, yo, you for him. No. Man, I came to get him. We're supposed to both be leaving together. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He can't drive my car. Man, and that's why I don't trust my license. But yeah, it's shaky sometimes.
Damn, man.
But that mat, you can't take that mattress.
No.
I slept, man, it was funny. I went to jail in a white area. And I thought, okay. And at the time, I was a spokesman for a bail bonds company.
Wow.
And
the slogan was, man.
I'm not. Wow. The slogan was, if you go to jail, we'll get you out. So it's no way in the world I'm going to stay in there. But you got to make a phone call. You got to get a bond first, right? So I said, okay, let me see the judge so I can get a bond. The man said the judge is gone for the day. I said, but it's 9:20 a.m. He's done all the judging? Like, he's done for the day. Man, so I had to stay overnight to get a bond for them to even come get me.
What time did the judge come in?
Oh, this is my thing. This is my thing in Brazoria County. Mm. Yeah, I just wanted that to be known. Yeah. Brazoria County.
Okay.
The man done at 8:30.
In the morning?
What time he come
so
in?
So you come on, and he's early because the next day I had to get they wake you up at 4:30. You in there at 5. He ruling, everybody sitting in the room. He going at 8:30. So I had to wait till the next day to get bonded out. I'm thinking nobody's going to know me because it's all white people. Mm. Yeah. White and Hispanic. I'm walking with a little mattress, and I was on this show on Comedy Central. This is not happening. This white guy beat on that window. Ali Sadiq. Come on, man. I look. I said, "What's up, man?" He's talking about, "Man, you was on This Is Not Happening." I said, "Yeah." And this is not happening, man. Going on. I don't all night, man. And prison is loud. I couldn't take it. I didn't think it was that loud when I was there, but yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. I'm probably loud too.
You loud too, yeah.
Man, this dude rapping, and this ain't what we doing. Mm. It's sleep time.
That's when everybody can hear him.
It's bedtime. This boy rapping, another dude beat on the window. He need his diabetic medicine. I say, "Hey, man, you can't be doing crime if you sick, bro. You gotta be." I was healthy when I was doing crime. It's crazy.
So when you get out of jail, you get out of prison, you get your fake polo, do you remember your first show?
Yes. Just Joking Comedy Cafe, Thursday night, Apollo night. I have on a suit because I work in that I got a job at the mall.
Okay.
And so I'm working at Mosa Men's Apparel Store. Got a suit on. This is when you learn observation. So it's a lot of college kids in there because it's an Apollo night. And everybody up there doing everything. So I go up and all I said was, "Hey." And them folks booed the suit jacket off me.
Hey.
I didn't even tell it. I'm talking about, it was bad. So, I'm talking about them boozers. It was in stereo too. So I came and sat down, and my partner Drake, I'm talking about, "Man, what happened?" I said, "Bro, you saw what happened. You was in the audience. I think you was booing with them. Like you participated." And at the time, Nikki, she asked me, said,
"Nikki, who?"
That my kid's mom at the time. She's
like, "Ali be talking like we know all these people."
We know everybody.
I was gonna explain it, and I said, "She said, what your jacket at?" I said, "It's on the stage. They booted off me." Man, it was crazy.
Damn.
So you had to go back up there and get your jacket?
Man, yes. Man, them people. Man, it was. So I waited for 2 weeks. Came back, t-shirt and jeans, and I didn't write down what I was doing. Because everybody was singing, man, and I never won at this Apollo night because people hit you with the gospel songs. Even though I was good, gospel songs.
Can't be Jesus.
I seen a dude, he would start rapping and was about to get booed and changed his song in the middle of the song, started singing about Jesus. So, I'm like, "Wait a minute." I'm like, "Well, this boy rapping just a minute ago." Now you talking about how you spell relief, J-U-S-U-S. I'm like, "Nah, boy, you wild." So I changed my whole thing, went back up every week for about a month and a half to the people. As soon as I would get there, after that, people were like, "Yo, man, you going up tonight? Oh, he's funny." So I end up becoming the host of that same place that I got booed in, Just Joking Comedy Cafe. Wow. And I was the host for like a year. And yeah, that's how I started.
Do you remember the joke that got him, that made you say, "You know what, I can do this"?
Yeah, I remember the Jones that got him. It was a dude tried to boo me that was on a football team. And I told him that he was a nose tackle that wouldn't hike the ball because he liked the way the quarterback had his hands on his balls.
No, he was a center, you mean?
Yeah, he was a center.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, he hike." He's like, "He, I don't feel like it." I remember that's when I was doing jokes, you know, and not stories.
Okay.
You know, so now it's a different thing. I don't think I've written a joke in maybe 10 years.
Mm. So how did you turn into the storyteller comedian? Because that's hard for people to do. Like, it's hard.
DL.
I imagine not for you, but it's hard.
DL, I'm on the road with DL, and he told me, he said, "Yo, man, the funniest you're going to ever be in life is based on how honest you want to be." And this was after some people, when I was writing jokes, I don't even blame the people anymore because I think that when you have writers, that writers under the pressure of turning in something to another comic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could see your show and then turn in, "Hey man, I don't have nothing this week," but if you try to get that check, so you turn in somebody else's material to the person who you turned it into has no idea that you just saw this somewhere.
Yeah.
And so now, you a thief. So now I switched from doing jokes to doing everything personally about me. Mm-hmm. And if you would have to, and people still try to steal it, but it's hard. Because mm-hmm. now, you know, it's a lot of comics that all of a sudden they went to jail. But I went to prison. It's a yeah. different mm-hmm. thing. Jail, and a lot of people went to jail, but prison is two different things.
Yeah,
but
that county and the prison, two totally yeah. different things.
So mm-hmm. I would go up and people would be trying to doing jail stuff in front of me. I'm like, but you know that's not what I'm doing. I'm walking through my life from 10 years old to now. So it just happens to be the first comedy series of specials. Like mm-hmm. these, all these specials are tied together. So if you see three now, which came out Mother's Day, you can't go see four without seeing one and two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and one is the masterpiece, but three is the best one to me
really?
Thus far that I see. And two has a different cachet to it because I was showing a different skill set in the actual art of it. Because it's two faces to comedy, you know, mm-hmm. is having a tragedy. Mm-hmm. So, and two, my sister passed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that, my brother.
And, well, it's late now.
I didn't know.
You know, somebody been dead over 20 years.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Grief is not linear. I don't know how you're feeling this morning about it.
Man,
it was 20 years ago.
Charlamagne said, I haven't seen you in a while.
What?
It's 20 years. Man, this guy is crazy.
I was 18 with you, man. I'm 50 years old now. Sorry to hear that. Man, well, we've dealt with
this guy's crazy.
You know how many people die since
I know, I'm doing, we didn't rack them up since my sister.
We didn't rack them up. Hey, yo.
I mean, like, I got about seven more you can say,
hey,
sorry.
Man, I can run them off. You
oh,
know?
Man.
After my sister, it was my son. Then it was my grandmother. Yeah, we've had some hard ones, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's
sorry
why
to hear about all of them, brother.
That's why I did Lost. Because mm-hmm. that's one of the number one things in the black community that, man, death runs through our family a little harder than just the loss. Mm-hmm. It's like now you got to figure out how to bury them and
that's right.
And all this, man. I don't want not another GoFundMe. Don't send me not another mm-hmm.
yeah.
GoFundMe. Let's try to figure out what is the situation that we need to prepare for when it's inevitable. It's death is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. We won't even talk about it. Which is, hey, man, I think about death every single day. Every single day. So I live a better life than most people mm-hmm. because I know I don't have the time to be engaged in things that really I can't rectify. You know, I'm not going to hold a grudge behind something when I can get an apology or I can apologize. I my whole intent to come up here was because I was mad at you.
What'd I do?
Man, you were saying my name wrong, and you did it twice, too. You were saying, Allie. I'm like, man, this man know how to say my name.
Allie, what did he say wrong?
Allie. You know,
Allie?
You talking about my special with somebody into my, yeah, I think his name Allie. And I'm like, and they sent it to me, and it was on the break. I'm like, he knows how to say Ali. He knows.
No, because I kept hearing other people say Ali.
I don't know why you was listening to other people. You better than that, Charlamagne.
Say A-L-I.
I say somebody call up there and ask him who his favorite boxer is. It's probably Muhammad Ali. He's going to say Ali. Just take the Muhammad out.
Because when the first special came out, everybody I knew was talking about that special.
Yeah.
Especially in the comedy world. It was like, yo, you got to watch this dude, Ali Sadiq. You know,
ain't nobody say that to him. Nobody say you got to watch this dude, Ali Sadiq.
You
know a lot of real common connoisseurs. Ain't nobody say Ali Sadiq.
Ain't nobody said that. it's like Ali Wong. Like, he said all of Ali. Right.
Ali
he got
Wong.
To me, I was like, and look, I don't even know Charlamagne. I'm like, Charlamagne don't like me. when I get up, when I finally get to the breakfast, I'm leading with, hey man, why you saying my name? Then I left it alone.
Right, it's like, whatever.
Man, whatever, at least he mentioned me. You know, that's all I had.
But that first special took off though.
Yeah.
Did you understand that it would do that or it was just a risk? I'm gonna throw this on YouTube and see what happens.
Man, I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. And when I do a special, it takes a while for it to, you know, I recorded probably three or four specials before that one. Mm-hmm. And was like, no, it's not special. Mm. So Domino Effect, the first one, I knew it. It's like the first album I put out, Talking Loud, Saying Something. That's my Reasonable Doubt, you know? So I knew once I put this one out, I knew it. I had that feeling about it. I was too excited about it, and it didn't have any flaws to it. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing when I look at something, I don't want it to have anything that somebody can grab onto, like, but what about this? So when that happened, and then somebody said, well, what's the rest of the story? I said, what? Like, what happened after that? I said, you want to know?
So you had never even planned to make it
all of it,
to keep on going with a series.
When somebody asked me about what happened after that, and I said, okay, well, I stopped at 16, so let's do from 16 to 19. Mm-hmm. And then we did two, and then I said, yo, let's finish up how I even got incarcerated. People know I was there, but let's see how I got there.
Yeah.
And then we did three, and we recorded three and four in DC at the same time. So we did two shows on that Friday and two shows on that Saturday. So four comes out Father's Day. So we strategically put one on Mother's Day, one on Father's Day, and four is 2 hours long, you know, versus the 130 that I've been doing. And it's getting to the pinnacle of how, what I went through while I was inside, and how did I get Jovial to come out and want to pursue comedy. So after this series, we're going to start another series called In the Shadows, which is the walk with me doing stand-up, getting ready, being in a public space, trying to be private because I'm on parole. And on parole, most people don't realize parole people, we try to stay out the way because we know anything can get us back incarcerated. So now you're trying to fight for your innocence from a disposition of being incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And incarceration especially mass incarceration, is crippling a lot of, it cripples a family.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Because it's wear and tearing on a family. And
yeah, it's not just you.
It's not just you. Right. You know, people think that my mom was locked up right with me, you know, and because I'm there and she's concerned about me every day. It's like when somebody go to jail, my Nikki would always say, well, why you always go get Trey out of jail when he locked up? I said, man, because something can happen just by being in there.
Who is Trey?
Oh, Trey,
is Trey is the oldest Trey's, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, we need to know. We just say Trey, so we don't say his name, call him Trey. You know, it's Trey, the oldest boy.
The oldest boy.
Yes.
You know, he's the only one that's been in trouble thus far. Okay. You know, hopefully nobody else is. Ever gets in trouble because my oldest daughter Jaden, okay, she's a chef. Okay. She's the spinoff version of me. Nice. I'm to my man. It's nothing like having somebody respect your daughter in the streets like they respect you, and they always, hey man, I saw your daughter, man. She a G, man. I'm like, appreciate you. You know, I raised a good one, but you know that raising daughters. You also have this fear, this constant fear, because you've been incarcerated and you know how people that's not really good navigate.
Mm.
And, you know, I've sat down and I've talked to people who have attacked women and, you know, and did all these foul things in the world. So when you out in the street, everything I see is a red flag. I'm like, man, and you're like, man, so you know. Hey, listen, this is a sign. This triggers them, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but you can't tell a woman, I should be able to do, be able to do too, but the place I don't go.
And then you don't want to raise your kids out of fear, but it's kind of hard not to.
Kind of hard not to. Because mm-hmm. everything that you've experienced, you know, even with my sons, man, I'm very fearful of him having children out of wedlock with people that don't serve him well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not that father who like would tell my daughters this. No, I'm more on my son. Hey man, keep your penis in your pants, bro, before you end up in a situation that you can't get out of. And then some of these young men out here nowadays, man, they need some real talking to. I don't want to hear about another young lady losing her life because a brother
tried to holler at her.
Didn't understand. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Insecure.
Yeah. Rejection
or,
and all that.
Or she wanna leave. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a man, I have girls and I'm really concerned about the state of mind of these young men. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm like, yo, man, what is your deal? But I understand, I know where it comes from. I don't understand their situation, but I understand they don't communicate enough.
That's right.
They on this machine all day on this phone, mm-hmm. And you don't, man, I got turned down. You know, they you need to take that walk. You know what I'm saying? And just at a table with her and her friends, you decide you finna go holler at somebody, and they looking at, you come on, little shoes on, you come on, and you gonna pick the wrong one every time. You know, hey, so what's up with you? Hey, boy, you see me? I'm pregnant. You know, so you can't go to the next one. You know, you got to take that long walk of rejection back and forth. Girls.
Also, we didn't have a sense of entitlement, because think about even the note we used to write. It was, would you go out with me? Yes, no, even a maybe. So you was prepared for whatever.
Man, do you understand? Having to ask to slow dance, having to ask to dance.
Yep.
And because now that you be dancing, somebody just walking behind you.
Yep. Yes. Now,
and man, I had to go over there. Would you like to dance?
Mm-hmm.
And no.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. Envy go ass. Would you like to dance? Oh, she like light skin. That's what it is. She like light skin. I see what this is. I never ask her again. We gonna stay away from her. She got a type already. Right. In the third grade, you already got a type. In the grade. You got a type. You know? Right. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Not oh. So because he light skin. Yeah. Like, all right. And that's when I think that was a little era where people would try to be lighter and it. I remember the bow-legged era. You remember the bow-legged era when dudes tried to stand like they was bow-legged?
No.
You ain't really do nothing, no. Man.
I remember looking for the bow-legged girls.
The bow-legged
ain't no
era.
Bow-legged guys.
Dude, man, it's the South. Girls love.
I'm from South Carolina. Yeah.
Girls love a bow-legged dude.
Yeah. Man, so you would stand like a bow-legged?
Not me. No,
yeah. Yeah, was you.
Not me. No, I'm slew-footed. But I couldn't even do it if I wanted to.
Listen, I do understand.
You standing like this trying to get a girl attention.
I'm not a man, but I'm on the other side of it, though. I did. It was something about some of them athletes, the way they were standing. Yeah, there's a lot of them would be slightly bow-legged. Your legs are like, you know, little light parentheses. Yeah, don't be pigeon-toed, though. That's where it's different.
Man, what I mean, though, Jess?
Pigeon-toed and slew-footed, we ain't getting no love. It's like your shoes ain't look right.
Right.
Or if your knees not.
Oh, man. I ain't never knocked. Man, look, the only knock-kneed basketball player I even respect is Kenny Smith. I just didn't, and I ain't even know he was knock-kneed. It's just something about them knock-kneed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I done seen some girls so knock-kneed, look like they legs in an X. Like, man, what is wrong with you, man? How you even get knock-kneed? That's a deficiency. They should get a check.
I want to ask you a question. You said about your son, when you telling your sons about, you know, I guess women to stay away with, or stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have that conversation with your a son when you might be talking about his mama?
And?
Obviously.
Man, I didn't say that. Hey, man, listen. Listen to me, son. You see how your mama acting? You don't want one who do that.
Damn.
You see this right there? This is what you don't want. All this fat mother. You know, all this
fat mother.
See all this fat mother? Right? We don't talk about all this fat mother.
Yeah.
But my younger son, he has a little crisis going on with himself. That's Hassan. Hassan is 13. And you have to, hey, bro, you need to respect your mother, respect your sisters. He's entitled. And this is my fault. Man, these kids, it's slightly my fault and slightly the lady who live in that house. This is the thing.
The lady who live in that house.
This is the thing. You have to give him chores. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any, he's not responsible for anything. So I think when you don't have chores, you're going to have a lack of respect for a lot of things.
That's right.
You know, when you have chores, man, I had things that I had to do. And so I'm structured in that way now that, man, before I do anything, I got to do this.
Yeah.
And that goes when you become a grown man. You know, let me take care of this first, and then I get to that. If you don't have that, you got to get that young.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that young.
Mm-hmm.
Your special part four comes out on Father's Day, like you said. How much of that involves, like, your dad, or does it even involve?
Man, my dad, I put him all through the rest of them. And he has a small piece in four because while I was incarcerated, my pops had, at 50, almost 60 years old, got locked up for an assault.
Damn.
And my daddy thought he was on some big boss mob type thing because his two brothers were locked up. I was locked up. Then he gets locked up. So he sends $500 on everybody's books while he locked up and gonna write a letter. Yeah, just sent you some bread. And I was like,
Like, okay. we not in the family. Like, then you didn't send me nothing until you got locked up. I don't even understand this. Like, I've been locked up like 4 years. Now he going, yeah, sent you some bread since we down here. Man, I wrote back, hey, man, try to go home in the next couple years.
Damn.
Because he had less time than me. He beat me home anyway. But he sent money to his brother. His brothers, oh, yeah, appreciate you. Yeah, they thirsty self. Like, my Uncle Mac, he was a G, but my Uncle Alfred, he's a sucker.
He's a sucker?
Sucker.
Why?
Man, my grandmother, right, had dementia. I'm putting money in our books. The money coming up missing. He writing checks, had my grandmother sign them, and she had dementia. She got dementia. Mm. Man, you're stealing, boss.
Mm, that's right.
Yeah, that's wild. And then putting in a bad position where her bill's not getting paid. And I don't know who my grandmother was when she was younger, but you know, dementia, they be staying stuff that happened in their life. So I'm taking care of her one day, because my cousin, we rotating, and I'm over there. I give her a Coke, and her Coke is low. I come back to grab a Coke to fill it up. She grabbed my wrist and say, put my glass down. I said, what? She say, put my glass down before I drown you. I said, when was you drowning full-grown men in your life? She must have been a mobster, but she owned a cafe, so I don't know when she was doing it.
Yeah.
But at some point, she was drowning full-grown men. That ain't no regular threat.
No. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, she did that before. You don't just make that one up.
Yeah, you put that Coke down, didn't you?
I put it down. I'm like, yeah. You won't. I just bought the can and poured it.
Right.
I'm not messing with this lady.
You sound like DL sometimes.
When?
When just in regular conversation, like
that man called you Allie. Now he said you sound like somebody else.
Me and DL has a total different voice.
Yeah.
We have a total different cadence.
Yeah. But you can just hear it every now and then when y'all talking.
You said it three times, you don't sound like him. He said, yeah, you're good. I don't think he like you.
But that's your guy, though. I told you. But DL, your guy, though.
Yeah, you just know that. You just know, D. You just looked in the files. You just
know. No, I heard you. That's all you did. No.
I heard you say
it on that little machine.
Yeah, you sound like Bill Burr, too.
Which one of those guys you think has had the most impact on your career?
My career? Out of who?
Does anybody?
DL definitely.
Okay.
DL, Dick Gregory, Bill Bellamy. I can put them in order. The Dez White, Billy D. Washington. Billy D. Washington, huh?
Did you know Dick?
Yes.
Okay.
Very well.
Wait.
Yeah, like when I, but I don't have.
How you just ask that?
No, yo.
Yeah.
No.
You did it on purpose.
Why wouldn't you say, did you know Dick Gregory?
Yeah.
Because they gonna play with that part of the interview. No, yeah, you said, did you know Dick? Say yeah, very well. Like, come on, you already know how that was how it's going.
And you look good because you took it serious too.
You know what's crazy? I heard it once you said it. I'm so adult. I ain't even listen to it. I'm 50.
So
I
adult.
I don't say pause. I don't say none of that. Man, that's a nice neck. That's a nice shirt. I don't have to say pause, man. I'm grown.
I'm such a kid. So he said, you know Dick? You like, yeah, I know Dick. I'm like, okay, where's this going?
He said, yes, very well.
And then, but you making sense though, Charlamagne? There you go again with that nonsense.
You got Dick on the wall. Right there.
See what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? You gonna say it again? Got on the wall.
Dick on the
water. Right next to B-Ball. Like, come on.
Yeah. We had Dick Gregory up here. We had him up. He was up here for like an hour 45 minutes.
That's all. He gave you an hour 45.
That's the interview.
Whoa.
That's just how long the interview was.
Mm. Oh no, that man, I've Can done talk. Let me see. After a show, Dick Gregory. Mm-hmm.
right.
Now I got a whole name. So we talked two shows. I think it was 6 hours each night after the show. Yeah, and so I have very close ties with him, and I don't care what nobody say. It was too many people around that night when that man told me in my face, "You're going to take my place." If you can maintain your attitude. Say, Ali, because you a firecracker.
Yeah.
He said, man, and I understand, because you a Libra. Mm-hmm. And he was a Libra. So I'm very good with balance. I like balance, and then I don't shuck and jive. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say nothing to you about you that I won't say in your face. I'm not even going to say it under silence. I'm ready to say it in your face.
That's right.
I don't do the... somebody said just, you know, who's the somebody? Oh, nah, I'm not, you know. No, I'm going to say who the somebody is. If they said it, if they, I'm just, I don't play them type of game. I'm just a straightforward person. And in this business, it's a lot of phony balonies, man, that you can just tell me no, bro. I got tough skin. I don't need the fake and shake. And so when you try to handle me like that, I get a little touchy, and I'm not one to, I don't mince words. If I say I'm gonna do it, that's done. I'm not finna. I don't play a lot. I wish I could with people, but I just don't play a lot with the goofies. I just I can't do it. And it's a lot of them. It's a lot of people say things and then act like they didn't say it, or because you have more popularity, you can throw something out there and people gravitate towards it. But man, I always think about Benny Blanco. The way you handle people, that person is going to eventually come back.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I tell people, man, Benny Blanco from the Bronx, man, that man just wanted to talk to him. So I don't even handle young comics like that. It's certain things I'm gonna tell you. I don't want you in the green room when I get there.
Right.
It's not your green room.
Right.
You know, it's a certain code to how I came up. I don't go in the green room in my home club. If you're the headliner, until you invite me into that green room, I'm outside.
That's disrespect.
Yeah.
It's just a code. If I'm the feature or the host, I'm not going in the green room. Man, that man, what if I'm on the show? Well, watch this. Dick Gregory, between each show, he used to sleep. Just like Damon Wayans. They sleep in between each show. So you're going to keep walking in and out of the green room while they're in there asleep?
Disrespectful.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But it's so many people think that they're entitled to a space because you was there at that club doing the open mic. That's the open mic is not the show. But it's levels to all of it. And in stand-up, I think the barriers have gotten broken due to a combination of things. When people used to talk about the internet comics, they taking our slots. Nah, Jess is not taking your slot. Wayne, the people who was doing sketches, they wasn't taking your slot. The comedy club was like this. We have a building.
Yeah.
That's right.
We need
people.
People. Jesse, can you come on Wednesdays and Thursdays? We'll have Faison Love on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but we're going to make this money on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Absolutely. And we had a magic show on Tuesday before you came. And I had defense. I had comedy defensive driving on Sundays. I'm trying to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
So we can have a place to do comedy. People was looking at them as skipping the line. No, it's no skipping the line in this business. You can jump forward, but then what make you have to come back? Skill set.
That's right.
When you first started, you know how to do stand up.
Yeah.
You know, you on the screen.
Yeah.
Now, these people that you were getting on the screen, now these people right here.
Yep. It's no edit. It's no
y'all saw what I just did. I'm going to cut that and I'm gonna come back and say something different. No. Then what happened was the internet guys started getting success and then they start big dogging the stand-up experience. I'm making my money. You ever run? But then, pandemic happened. Now, everybody got to humble themselves again because I can't. My editor and my people not in here. I don't have nobody to do these sketches with. Now comics were reigning supreme doing that. We just cutting the camera on. Boom. What's up, baby? I'm here. You know. So that's how it. Now it's emerging now. You haven't heard a beef about internet versus traditional because now everybody is back. You had to go to the club and work.
I did.
They had to come from behind the screen. Then people like me,
started using the screen mm-hmm. to just promote that I'm gonna be somewhere instead of shunning, because I'm old school. I've been doing stand up 26 years. I'm in the trenches. It's different for me, and now I have both. Mm-hmm. You know, now I have both. I wasn't trying to get on the wave of the algorithms and all that. Now pay somebody to do that, mm-hmm. but the slapsticks and the the shock comics. Now we back to, at least with me, it's back to long form. Mm-hmm. People told me they don't really listen to that much. They not gonna watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I started putting out longer mm-hmm. than just an hour. They were like, nah. This is what I wanna hear. Now you engaged in the story. If you watch Law and Order, you watch John Wick, why you wouldn't watch a series of something that's funny? Because my only skill set is to tell stories the same way that I grew up hearing them. Mm-hmm. You know, my uncle, that's how they started. Hey, man, let me tell you about this big-legged lady I just met. And you like, what big-legged lady? And then my grandmother, she'll come in and tell my aunts, you know, mm-hmm. I tell stories just like people in your family. Mm-hmm. So it's not a magic trick to it. I read books and I listen to the ancestors, how they did things, and I try to put that together.
Mm-hmm. And that's relatable. And a lot of people don't have that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy for people. Like, you know, like a lot of the, like, internet comics, they don't know how to keep people's attention. Like, you can do that. You're a great storyteller. And like you said, you tell it like your family member. Like, you know, just like people, you know, people you grew up hearing telling stories, people don't know how to do that.
That's back to people sitting down mm-hmm. with, when the last time you sat down and you listened to a story from somebody in your family, mm-hmm. like an aunt or uncle.
Yep. All the time.
I love it.
Yesterday. Yeah. Right. All the time.
Yesterday,
right?
Yeah.
Right. You had it. So if you was telling a story, you would probably do it the same way that you always seen it done. Mm-hmm. If people have these disconnected families and they don't know, hey man, when last time you saw your aunt? What? I don't go mess with my mm-hmm. cousin, man.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, I can't wait for my cousins to call me and say, man, let me tell you what your aunt did yesterday.
Yep.
You almost fell off a boat. And I'm gonna listen to the whole story. I'm gonna listen to the whole entire story. Then I'm calling.
Yeah.
Then I'm calling. Oh, so you out here falling off boats. I can't wait to call.
Who told you that?
No, because I grew up with the whole, I never did nothing private in my family. If I did it, my mother called
everybody,
and then everybody know. Yeah. And, I mean, people that you didn't even think, and you mind your own business. Your uncle, so. You just around here peeing in the bed, huh?
Crazy.
Hey man, we out and about. That's what you want to talk about? No, I'm just saying, your mama tell me you wet every day.
You tired of changing the sheets.
Every day?
Exactly.
And I'm saying, you just pissed through a mattress is what she mm-hmm. told me.
Mm-hmm. And these are still things that people are going through, so it's relatable. It's gonna always be relatable. Family.
Do you understand? Yep. My uncle right now, he don't care nothing about no success. Hey, remember when you used to be in the bed? What? So you want to say this in front of my kids? In front of my kids.
Damn.
50
in front of my children. Yeah. You want to bring that up? No, I'm just saying. Boy, I always wet. I can't stand this man. Yeah.
Ali just dropped Domino Effect 3 on May 12th.
Oh, man. Right?
And Domino Effect 4 will be June 16th.
That's right.
I think I'm going to blow up now. I didn't find it got up here.
And he said your name right.
Ali. Yeah,
he just said your name right.
Do you want to do like Netflix or something like that? Does it even matter?
Man, no. I'm going to say if... Why can't you say no, Sean?
They come with $20 million and say, hey man.
But if they own it, then it's none of the they can't get if they own it, they can't get
right.
it.
You can make up a story.
Huh?
Oh god.
You can go there and say anything. Take the $20 million check and walk away.
Now I'm on Netflix. I got $20 million. And now I done put out
I done put out some nonsense. Now people, yeah, that boy ain't cold as he.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's cold out there.
But can only do it on the internet.
Keep doing what you doing.
You know, Netflix kind of changed him a little bit. He wasn't himself.
Right.
Like, you want to talk about his name, Allie.
Yeah, I done said Allie up there. I'm like, man, how y'all doing? I'm Allie Sleep, man. Netflix done bought me.
Keep doing what you doing. You do it right. So well.
Nah, you definitely do it well, my brother.
Man, I appreciate that. Man, I just feel like an Emmy is going to come my way since I done made it to this breakfast. Because I used to always say, you know something, enough people don't know me. I got to get up there to see DJ Envy. It wasn't really about you, Charlamagne. It was Envy.
Yeah.
Because
once he hit it with that, this is a DJ. Everybody, yeah. That's the part that you wait on. It ain't even really the show if you don't hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The show just came on. Hey, I'm Charlamagne the God. And it's just hilarious. You be like, what is it?
They need the proper intro. We need the proper intro.
And the funny thing about the intro, when we first started, we hated it. I was like, why we got to keep saying our names? Like, I don't want to keep saying my name, but... Our program director at the time was like, you keep saying your name, it gets stuck in people's heads.
Him and Dennis Clark, the consultant, yeah.
And Dennis Clark said that. Yeah. Keep saying your name. Keep introducing yourself.
Like, even when he beef with people, they be like mocking him like, DJ Envy.
It's the whole rhythm of it, too. Yep. You got to say it like that. Yep. You can't just say, DJ Envy. No, you got to say, this is DJ Envy. You got to say the whole thing. But let me tell you, the thing that makes me laugh, like uncontrollably, comes from the Breakfast Club. And I'm talking about me and the lady that lived in that house. Man, let me tell you something. If I don't care how mad, if that lady called me and say, yeah, this sweet John Joe, if y'all do that, what's the boy who couldn't say y'all name?
Oh, Webby.
Right?
Webby. Oh, my God.
Webby. Oh, man.
Man, let me tell you something.
And that's it was true. That wasn't made up.
That was true. We know. Well, y'all got a name.
We got him on the wall. He heard it on the wall. Charlamagne.
Charlamagne. My girl, DJ Envy. He was serious.
My girl, man.
He was serious. Sweating.
Do you understand? The type of, I'm talking about, man. If my day is going bad, well, I'm going to bop. Come on, Webby. Go on, get it to me, man.
I wish we had it on video.
But man. Somebody made a cartoon. Yeah, when I first looked on
Vlad. Vlad did that.
Man, boy, y'all got names on that, boy.
And they ain't going to keep on making him say it. He still ain't getting
it. Man, boy, it's like this. It was like Al Sharpton versus the teleprompter.
Damn.
You ever seen that?
No.
Oh, Al Sharpton, and the only reason I don't really say nothing about it much is because I did a, Jess, have you ever done a thing that, and they had that teleprompter on?
Absolutely, just over the weekend.
And it was going too fast.
Yeah, and you had to, like, I'll slow down.
Envy, if I tell you, I'm just up there, and I'm dyslexic. That's the whole other thing I've been trying to tell people. I don't do cold reads. Let me see it first. Let me take the picture of it. In my brain, I can do it. Man, I'm in there with a cold read on the teleprompter.
And he going fast.
I'm talking, they got it on speed dial. I'm doing it, and the man looked like this. He's like, I know damn well ain't none of that. Whatever he's saying.
What's
on
there?
Man, what are you looking at? Because I'm like, hey, man.
You just started saying stuff.
I'm
the king of changing my stuff, too. I change everything. Because sometimes it be going too fast. I'm like, I can't get that fast.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man. Envy, do you understand? The man had to look at the teleprompter. He know damn well. He's like, hey, bro. Man, what are you looking at? Man, are you looking past me outside or something? I'm like, nah, bro. I'm looking dead at you. But you, man, it's too fast.
Yeah.
Billy Sorrells go in after me for the same position. I said,
Billy is hilarious.
Billy, man, that teleprompter moved fast. He said, man. I wasn't looking at the teleprompter. I was saying what I thought they wanted.
Just like us, yo, we'll make up some shit.
Man, you gotta make it up on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
How did they find you, Ali?
Man, Ali, yeah, man, and definitely because you know you a mess.
And
up.
This man still now he calling you Ali, like O L L I E, Ali.
Ali. Now he Ali.
Yeah, Ali. How they find you, Ali?
Man, he can't do nothing. That Invisalign is my man. Take that out while you hear radio, man.
He didn't call you Ali.
Ali.
Ole. Ole. How they find you, Ole? Man,
how do you find you?
Hey, man, Ali Siddiq, spelled my name with an I, S-I-D-D-I-Q. You know what I'm saying? A-L-I first.
That's right.
S-I-D-D-I-Q. Mm-hmm. Man, this is a Invisalign. Kill him over here.
I know.
Yeah, Ali. But yeah, you, that's .com, or you can go on YouTube, Ali Sadiq Comedy. You know, man, just, you know, stay linked in with me. On my Instagram, everything is the same, Ali Sadiq.
I'm following it right. I think I already follow you, though.
You already follow me? Because I know you definitely follow my man. What's the guy you be with all the time?
Andrew Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. Yeah, absolutely.
I just saw Andrew Schultz at the roast. I was at the roast, Tom Brady.
Oh, the Tom Brady roast.
It's funny when you become a comics comic and you don't know, and then you walk in the room and all these comics come over to you. Hey, brother. Man, why are you bowing? Yeah. Like, man, I'm a big fan. And like, yep. Hey, man, what's the bowing about, though?
Respect.
And like Kevin was talking, because I'm walking the road. Kevin talking to somebody. He turned around. Hey, brother, I didn't know you was going to be here. Hey, Ali, man, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all see me all the time.
I know.
And then I'm walking into the party. I'm going to the forum club. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to go, because, you know, Magic Johnson, one of my favorite players of all time. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see what him and Bus was doing. They work at in this forum club. I'm in there. And as I'm walking in, this is the biggest compliment I think I ever got. I'm from a non out of nowhere. I'm walking into this party. Chappelle is coming this way. A bunch of people with him. And he just stopped. Hey, hold on. Ali, you coming to Cincinnati, man, next weekend at the Taft Theater. I'm going to try to come by there if I'm in town. And I'm, okay. How you know my schedule? Mm. First of all. And he said, man, take my number and call me. Okay. And I'm trying to play it cool. Cause I'm like, yeah, whatever, Chappelle. And walk right in there to Sam J. Sam, Chappelle just asked me my number. Chappelle just gave me his number. Told me I'm at the tab. The man know my schedule. You know, he all in the files. Like,
he all in the files.
He all in the files. Like Charlamagne.
Oh, man. Ali Sadiq, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Man, thank y'all for having me, man.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.